for the headlines. And, you know, before the Battle of the Little Bighorn, June of 1876, I think it occurred on June 25th, 1876. He'd been to Washington just a short time before that, regarding some of his escapades, and they had demoted him, but yet again he begged them to give him the command to sell the cavalry back, and they did. And that was one of his first assignments, and that's, that assignment is when he broke his troops down into two small groups, and the Indian concentration was too large for that small group of troops. That is one of the reasons for the massacre. They broke into two small groups, and each group and isolated those groups, and they couldn't regroup, and that was it. Which is good military strategy on the Indians' part, and bad on Custer's part. Of course, Major Reno, he got the blame for most all of it, but yet again, Custer, he was under Custer's orders, and doing what Custer had getting mortars to do, and he had to fall back, and his troops had almost annihilated themselves, but they happened to hit a high bluff and entrench themselves and preserve themselves. But Custer, he was going to hit the Indians in the rear. Instead of doing that, the Indians hit him head on, and that was the end of it. They divided them, and once you divide a bunch of troops, there's not much you can do there. Anyone will face annihilation. But I always like read the story of Custer. Of course, it's still a great mystery. It's never been solved. No one, they tried to solve it, but yet again, it's never been solved. It'll never be solved. No one will ever know what happened, actually happened to Custer, because all his troopers were killed. There's one life that was left, and that was the life of a horse, Comanche, and actually he couldn't talk. He couldn't tell what actually happened, so there was hope.
Well, was any one particular Indian tribe have the reputation of being more savage than another one?
No. There was the Sioux and the Comanches, and several other tribes. And they had all concentrated on the Bighorn. And you'll see Bull, he got the credit for it. But yet again, there were several other Indians in command there that were even smarter, more smart than City was, because he got the credit for it. But he actually didn't participate in the battle. The other Indians under his command did so, but he was there thinking about Brother Custer's back. I see.
Did you see this movie? I thought it was pretty good at the time on TV. It was about the flight of Chief Joseph.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How did you like that?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. That was really a good movie. Now, something like that, if it run all night, I'm sort of thinking, okay. But something, as I said, a thing like firefighting, police, and all, it doesn't interest me. I care very little about it because, to me, fiction, I very seldom ever read fiction. In fact, I don't. Because I figure around and think, well, I can think up as big a story as that. But if the book of history and truth and facts, then I can come to absorb with it, read it, read, and be continued to read. Well, otherwise, fiction, I never care for fiction. I don't know why I can't.
An interesting merging of fiction and nonfiction. I guess it started with, well, Truman Capote claimed that he started it with his In Cold Blood. Yeah. I don't know if you read that or not.
Yes, I read that and saw the movie also.
Was that movie of Chief Joseph based, was it accurate historically?
Yes, pretty much so.